From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Midnight Sun by Lisa Ton Berggren. Now let's begin with Section 1, The Eclipse. Prologue. May 1888. He had told her there was no singular Eskimo equivalent for the word snow. There were words for snow spread out, old granulated snow, snow like salt, snow mixed with water, and multiple other variations, but nothing for what the Norsks simply called snö. Katya glanced from the still white banks of the Yukon River to her guide, James Walker, at the head of their riverboat, poling in tandem with his Indian friend, Katachan, behind her. She shivered. She was glad that James knew this land like their native neighbors. It would be forever before Katya could get past the sheer wild vastness of Alaska, let alone learn all the Eskimo derivations of snow. They had settled well in Juneau. Tora and Trent, Christina and Jessica, Katya. With the Storm Roadhouse open in the burgeoning city of Juneau, near the end of the Inside Passage, and another about to open in Ketchikan, to house and feed the growing number of tourists, she felt at home at last. She was financially secure, and after years of waiting and wondering, it was time to put her husband Soren out of her mind forever, to bury him in her heart, if he was indeed dead. James glanced back at her, and when she met his gaze, he quickly looked away, nodding toward a tree full of bald eagles. Katya sensed that she made James nervous. He didn't understand her or her mad quest to find the philandering husband who had abandoned her. Trent Storm did not understand either, but as a friend, he had helped her convince an obstinate James into taking her. Her thoughts drifted back to that day in Juneau when Trent had brought James to the roadhouse.